Chicago architect Adam Reed Tucker grew up surrounded by some of this country's most iconic buildings, the Sears Tower and Frank Lloyd Wright's Robey House, to name just a few. His love of both architecture and art was developed at an early age. Now, as one of only 11 LEGO-certified professionals, Tucker's been able to combine both his passions as part of the team of artists designing the LEGO Architecture series. Tucker knows firsthand how these sets are designed and planned as he creates the models that may eventually become the basis for new LEGO kits and other products. LEGO Architecture, The Visual Guide, is a brand new book which takes a deep look at the artists, builders, and inspiration behind the LEGO Architecture series. And it's a great pleasure to welcome LEGO Architecture creator Adam Reed Tucker to the roundtable. Adam, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is a very cool project. At what point did both LEGO and you think that this could work and become a good idea?
That's a great question. We started this idea about 6 years ago, and we had to have a proof of concept. So originally, and this is an absolute true story, LEGO sent me out a couple boxes of parts, and I collated them and bagged them in the kitchen of my townhouse, and I had packaging made, and I went out onto Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and I dropped off two cases to two souvenir stores, and I told them, you don't have to pay for these, but I just want to see how they're going to be received. And so he went ahead and he sold these, and we sold out in 3 days, 1,200 sets. So I gave that feedback to LEGO and said, we must have something here. That's how we knew we had something going on.
In the introduction, I talk about how you design and plan and create models that may eventually become the basis for LEGO kits. So talk a little bit about that, because some of your work is much larger and much grander, and when it comes to the commercial product, which is put out, it is often on a much smaller scale.
Well, yeah, I mean, the process of doing these models is obviously the restrictions of what LEGO elements we have available to us. And so sometimes we may have a price point we're targeting or piece count, or, you know, in this case with the Seattle Space Needle right before me, we had a certain scale that we had to kind of deal with. Making something like this structurally sound and durable at maybe 2 feet high maybe wouldn't work out. So at this scale, it just lent itself naturally. So the process there is sometimes they do start larger, and then we do reduce them down. But most of the oftentimes we have a target scale in mind, and we just kind of go from there.
And you mentioned the piece size, and sometimes it's usually, what, around 200 or 300 bricks that are part of these?
The smallest set I believe we have is 68 pieces.
Right.
And we go all the way up to 2,300.
And what's 2,300?
That would be the Robey House.
The Robey House, which is huge but beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Because of these buildings and their iconic nature, and because they are architecturally significant, are there challenges in representing that when you have these very square objects that you're dealing with, meaning a LEGO brick?
Well, that's a great observation. Truthfully, yeah, there are some restrictions and limitations, but that's okay, because what you do is you take your imagination and you take the real building and you kind of come to an agreement, if you will, on what the model will be. So for me, it's really capturing the essence of the structure in its pure sculptural form. And so it's not so much about being literal as it is being, you know, aesthetically pleasing. You know, often I tell someone when they look at the Empire State Building, for instance, or the Sears Tower, and you squint your eyes, you tend to dismiss the details, and you see the building for its true, you know, marveling glory. And that's really what I try and capture using the LEGO bricks.
With that said, give us an idea of one that was especially challenging.
They were all challenging. Each one was a different challenge. For instance, in the Farnsworth House, the challenge of laying out the interior. With the Guggenheim Museum, how do you, you know, mimic a trapezoidal inverted form, for instance, with the Space Needle? How do you get it to stand up straight? All the models really have their own unique challenges, and you learn all about that in the new book. We dive into detailing just how we go about designing these sets and the process and what's involved in identifying all the different LEGO elements that we have in our palette, and then obviously how we've used different techniques and maybe little tips and tricks, and then and we just kind of dial it in. It's really like a puzzle, truthfully. I've got a ton of different parts, and I just take them and I start fiddling with them, and I put them together and figure out what solution works best for capturing that part of the model.
So when you talk about the LEGO palette, are you dealing with pieces that are already produced, or are you allowed to say, okay, I need this particular piece to make this work, so make this for me?
There's been about 14,000 different elements, I think, that have been produced in the company's 50-year history. And I think at any one point in time, there's maybe 6,000 different elements. And so I have a catalog in my head, if you will, of all of these different parts. And it's very hard to have a new part produced. It's very costly. There's a lot involved in that process. So typically, 99.9% of the time, we try to utilize the existing parts for all of our models. There is, however, in the Roby House, a unique roof element that I was able to design. It was a concave, I always get those two mixed up, roof element that had not been produced before, and there was no way of getting around it for the Roby House, so we had that one actually specially made.
And I was interested in one kit, and if this is too specific a question, I apologize, but there's the architecture series of the Sydney Opera House, and it's 270 pieces, but then there's also a separate set, right, which is much larger of the Sydney Opera House.
That is correct, yes.
So are you a part of that as well, or is that...
No, that's actually not branded under the LEGO Architecture umbrella. That's part of their expert series,
which I see.
Is run by a different division at LEGO.
But it is interesting that these are things that we want to do as you said, they're puzzles, and for those of us who enjoy building LEGO, what do you think we get out of these, regardless of what brand it's under, these architectural pieces of work?
I mean, really, what I hope you get out of it is an appreciation and understanding for the rich history of architecture and the built environment that we live in. And that's why the booklets within the sets have, a few pages dedicated to, not a history lesson at school, but it shows you some of the neat, facts and drawings and what, the architect or designer was envisioning. And then personally, what I hope you take away is that you're inspired to take apart your models after you put them together and come up with something on your own. Maybe it's, a house that you live in that you love, or your office building, or a place you go on vacation, and you've always wanted to build a little model of that or to have something on your desk. So I want to inspire people to take these little bricks apart. That's why we don't put glue in the sets, so you can take them apart and repurpose the parts. And then the instructions are always there, so if you want to build your Farnsworth model, you can always go back to doing that as well.
Well, Adam Reed Tucker is the LEGO architecture creator. The book, which is absolutely beautiful, is LEGO Architecture, the Visual Guide. It's published by DK Publishing and is really, really special and a beautiful guide. Adam, thank you very much for spending time with us, and best of luck on the project. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book, LEGO Architecture, The Visual Guide. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.